daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Luke chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. All those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam collapsed on them, do you think that they were more sinful than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. September the 11th is the 254th day of the year, 255th in leap years in the Gregorian calendar. There are 111 days remaining until the end of the year. This date is slightly more likely to fall on a Tuesday, Friday or Sunday than on a Wednesday or Thursday. It is usually the first day of the year in the Coptic calendar and in the Ethiopian calendar. In 2001, on this date, two hijacked aircraft crashed into the World Trade Center in New York City, while a third smashed into the Pentagon in Arlington County, Virginia, and a fourth into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, in a series of coordinated suicide attacks by 19 members of Al-Qaeda. In total, 2,996 people were killed. When a disaster happens, when we think of the people who have been affected by it, whether it's the people crushed by a tower in Siloam in the first century, or the people in the two towers in New York in the 21st century, we are not to think of these people being worse sinners than we are. Not at all. You're not a better person either because the tower hasn't dropped on your head. The response to such an event is to respond with being grateful, yes, that such a thing has not happened to you, but realizing that God is able and justified to bring destruction to you. The real question is, why weren't you in that tower or in those twin towers? Why is it that you are still alive? Well, the fact that you are still alive means God has a purpose for you. You must respond to God's mercy. And in fact, this is the natural response. If you were near the Twin Towers or had been going to go there and you were spared, if you were in them and other people in the tower, maybe on the same floor, didn't survive, but you did, your natural response is to rush back in to help when you can, but then afterwards to campaign for things like it not to happen again, and for the friends and families of those who lost loved ones to be cared for. That's your natural response if you are intimately involved. And the message here is that we are all intimately involved in such tragedies, and we are all called to respond with that level of compassion as if we've just narrowly missed it, as if we are being spared so that we can respond with love and care. Because it's true, God saves us such that we can help to save others. We live in a sinful world, we live in a fallen world, we live in a dangerous world. But God saves us from perishing. Run to Jesus, be saved, repent today and live. Live to love God and to love others. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to dailydevotionalpreaching.com. Please leave a comment, it really helps. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.